Aircheckdownloads.com.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas on Boom Radio, Nowhere to Run. And before that, the late Alvin Stardust with Jealous Mind. And Alvin, of course, used to be Shane Fenton, but he lived not far from me in Liverpool in Broad Green Road. And as a young chap, his actual name was Bernard. And it's a slightly old-fashioned name, that now, isn't it, Bernard? Can you think of any famous Bernards? Well, there's Bernie Eccleston, Bernard Eccleston. There's Bernard Edwards. Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards did some great sort of tunes for Chic, didn't they, and other people. Bernard Breslau. There's another one. Can you think of any other Bernards? Get down on it, Cool and the Gang, with Rob Jones in for David Lloyd on Boom Radio this morning. And as you well know, David runs a really great feature right about this time each morning, Your First Car. Do you remember your first car? Well, this is from Alan Patrick, who is in Horndean in Hampshire. And Alan says his first car was a blue 1953 Ford Prefect, registration number TPH179. It cost the princely sum of £35, says Alan, and I learned to drive in 7 weeks by getting a mate to sit beside me at night whilst I drove around. I think I passed my test in 7 weeks. I was very proud of that. It had no heater, so I provided a blanket to keep my instructor warm. The Prefect was the luxury model offered by Ford and had two windscreen wipers, an opening windscreen, and, oh, a temperature gauge. Fancy. Someone removed the P from the insignia so it actually read Ford Reject. That's great. I took it on a camping holiday in 1968 to St. Ives and the back axle broke. Luckily, I had tools and my friends and I changed the axle in a field and we made it back to New Malden. Blimey, Al, that's good. It had a primitive cooling system and used to overheat on long trips, the remedy being to simply sit and wait for it to cool down. I kept that car for about a year and made sure that all of the cheap bangers I had after that all had a heater. Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Alan. Steeler's Wheel on Boom. And Anne Murray before that. And Sandra in Llangollen. Thank you very much for the email, Sandra. Lovely Llangollen, home of the Ice Stedford. Famous Bernards? What about Bernard Cribbins? Oh, yeah.
With age care comes making the most of later life.
Rob Jones.
Across the UK, you're listening to Boom Radio and Rob in for David for the next few days. And thank you very much, by the way, to Keith in Rochdale, another famous Bernard, John Bernard Lee. And apparently, I didn't know that name, to be honest with you, but he played M in the first 11 007 movies. So there you are. Thank you very much for that, Keith in Rochdale. Now, do you love the 70s? Well, join us for an hour of music from that decade this Friday, 9 o'clock, with Dave Brown in this week. It's sponsored by Now 70s TV, and you can check that channel out right now for more great 70s memories. It's on Sky, and it's on Virgin. New on Boom, there's Katie Mellower and 14 Windows. Now, we all remember the first record that was played on Radio 1, don't we? Years ago, 1967, it was Flowers in the Rain by The Move. Yep, that's it. But what was the record they released before Flowers in the Rain? Well, it's coming up next.
When it comes to writing or updating your will,
and there's a little reminder to me to get the lawnmower out later on. Yeah, I can hear the grass grow. It's The Move on Boom Radio. And we've been talking about Bernards, people with the name Bernard. And David in Chiswick emailed in to say, how about Bernard Looney? And I did have to look him up, David. Of course, this is the BP boss that's just resigned.
From the Skyny Centre at 11.
Rob Jones.
Well, here we go. Five top tunes bringing us both a million memories. And what a year this was. I remember this year. Well, just
1963.
Aircheckdownloads.com.